This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Get a flu shot. Seriously, I didn't last year, and it was miserable. Also, you getting a shot might help protect those who, for whatever reason, can't. Retail pharmacies and grocery stores are doing their best to get people on board, offering incentives like gift cards and discounts if you get a flu shot. But why are they doing that? From WFAE in Charlotte, North Carolina, Alex Olgan reports.
Before getting the flu vaccine this year, I did some research. At a nearby CVS and Walgreens, I could get a discount of $5 or $10 if I spent a certain amount. At local grocery store chain Harris Teeter, I could save some money on gas. Since the Affordable Care Act requires insurers to cover the full cost of the shot, any incentive I got would save me money on some necessities. I ended up going to a Publix store in Charlotte, where the company advertised a $10 gift card for the shot. I filled out some information and moved my left sleeve so pharmacist Justin Taylor could give me the vaccine.
So what we'll then do is grab the deltoid region and kind of pinch up.
Publix wouldn't tell me how much of an increase it has seen in customers coming in for shots since it started offering the promotion. But Taylor says,
yeah, we've been super busy this year, especially with the flu shot promotion we're doing. It's kind of a nice way to get our foot in the door with people so we can kind of get other immunizations and identify kind of gaps in care for people.
Nursing student Lexine Merrill came into this store to get the flu shot after driving by a billboard advertising the deal.
I saw that. I was like, well, I need to get it done, so came in here.
She tells me she also plans to do a little grocery shopping, and I ask if she normally goes grocery shopping here.
Every once in a while I do, but not very much.
The theory is a flu shot promotion could help change that. That's according to Bert Flickinger III, a retail analyst with the Strategic Resource Group. He says beyond the money she'll spend on groceries this day, stores are betting people like her will start to get medicines there.
Prescription loyalty is the greatest loyalty in all of retail.
Flickinger says shoppers who get the flu shot tend to be health conscious, more likely to fill prescriptions, and buy over-the-counter medications. He adds gaining these customers could help grocery stores cut into the big retail pharmacy market.
This is the perfect opportunity for the food and drug combo retailers to competitively capitalize.
And for their part, the pharmacy chains look at the flu shot as a gateway to becoming primary care centers. That is, places where people come for minor illnesses like an ear infection or colds.
They're trying to beef up those services. And one easy way to get someone into the primary care clinic is with a flu shot.
That's Robert Field, a professor of health management and policy at Drexel University. We reached him via Skype. He says these companies are trying to get into both delivering healthcare and offering insurance to cover it. He points to the recently approved merger between insurer Aetna and retail pharmacy giant CVS.
Some stores are looking to add other immunizations, pneumonia, for instance, shingles. Those are particularly important for Medicare age patients who are likely to be big consumers of pharmaceutical products.
In its annual report, CVS said retail pharmacists are shifting from primarily filling prescriptions to providing services, including vaccinations and patient counseling. And Field says offering things like flu shots can be cheaper for the big company than for the small doctor's office. The CDC estimates each year the flu costs about $4.6 billion in direct medical expenses. That includes the cost of hospitalizations for people who get sick and doctor's visits. In Charlotte, I'm Alex Olgan for Marketplace.